Welcome to the Rising Giants podcast. The following is a conversation with Sok-Chan Linda Horn. He is the CEO and co-founder of Solo Landscapes, one of Cambodia's leading ecotourism players. Be sure to check out all of their great adventures on their Facebook, Instagram, or website. Thanks for tuning in to Rising Giants today. Please show us some support by giving us a review on your podcast app. Now, let's dive in.
Vanda, thank you so much for coming on to Rising Giants.
Yeah, thank you.
We are very excited to talk to you today about your company, Solo Landscapes. You're the CEO and co-founder, and is one of Cambodia's leading ecotourism operators. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me too.
Of course. I think one of the great places we want to start, as always with any founder, is can you talk to us a little bit about your entrepreneurship journey and kind of how you got started?
Okay. Actually, I really like traveling. So traveling is my passion dream that I want to fulfill, actually. So I always like traveling. When one day I go to a Karamong Mountain, so it quite really passionate me a lot during that. Okay, I do a content and post on the social media about my personal blog. So it quite really attract me. And then after that, I meet them. And then it's a very good place that they can generate the income through the providing a good services and relate to tourism. So why not? That's where I come up with this by initiative, my own group, to have a schedule every weekend through promoting more local people during pandemic that people can go by themselves. And sometimes they join with a tour. So that's become like those places very popular right now. Mm-hmm. So it's really along of that, okay, my traveling is very impact to the community. Why not I should start up with one organization that really make an impact of the communities or try to something like promote more of the natures of Cambodia and so far.
Okay, great. And so it started in 2020, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So during COVID, got it. From what it sounds like, it started off as just getting more of organic, of getting a group of people together and going to certain locations. Mm. At what point did you realize that you kind of had a business that was starting to form?
When we start a very small thing, like, okay, just a small group during weekend. So actually, when we're providing a lot of group people booking in 4 or 5 group in one weekend. So, oh my God, so I should be scale my team. So scale with us the business that really relate to providing a good proper, a good services to provide a good experience, especially for domestic traveler that's quite really need support from us because of sometime adventures are quite of ecotourism that is a bit new trend during pandemic that some people they never hiked before, never camped before, so it's quite really challenging for us during that time.
Oh yeah, I mean, people that go camping for the first time,
sure,
you are in for a bit of a rude awakening, right?
Yeah,
it's not glamping.
Sure, it's not glamping. So glamping is also with an include like bed, pillows, quite of a blanket as well. So, but camping, it's quite a bit takeaways and out of beating parts. So people sometimes it wants a challenge, and then when they hike and spend energy a lot, so but when they reach to the top of the mountain, they very certify what they achieve as well.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny how we resort to like going to camping, like doing more of these nature activities and feeling so fulfilled when you do accomplish something.
It's really nice.
So for Solo Landscapes, could you explain a little bit about the business and maybe the different areas or the different types of excursions or trips that you do?
Mm-hmm. Actually, right now we have almost 50 destinations throughout the country.
Wow.
So that is relate some ecotourism side, some of our tourism side as well. Mm-hmm. So that we are have different type of travel style. So we have classified a lot of place like a lot of categories. So normally we have adventures, leisure activities, and quite of cultural activity, and quite of other places that really relate eco traveling. And one thing is team building activity. So that's why we have different type of people can select with us. So I just initiative that really want to see how it's all travel style we cover to the over organization as well. That's why we try to initiate a new place that less market, especially your community based ecotourism, that they very less market. So we go those place and then to do a lot of attractive content. Got it. Promote more.
Got it. Okay, understood. And so the target market first was local community, but you also mentioned a little bit about international community as well. Is that also some of the customers that you're working with today too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, recently, as you said, you asked me about how to scale a business. So actually, when we have a lot of bookings through the different, like domestic and international recently, because of this international start to come to visit Cambodia so far. So actually, we try to ready to get promote more, relate, get them providing services, because we got a lot of bookings through the Instagram, mm-hmm. TripAdvisors, and some of they go directly to the over platform. So that's why it really attract them to know more about how it's beyond of the cultural travel style. They have a lot of place that something like Daily Life people and quite so very about history so far that we want to tell them about the very good success stories throughout the relate protected area. And yeah, it's mostly all the tourists really like people.
Yeah, that's true. So when you mention about the cultural aspect of when someone goes on a trip, could you talk to us a little bit about how that falls into the experience? Like, how is it that you incorporate the cultural aspect into these trips? Because most people usually when they think about going on a trek, right, you just set a tent down, you cook your own food, you reach the top of a mountain or the end of a trail and come back, but it's a lot more than that, right?
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, it's really relate. As you know, our tour services that really providing different, like, as I mentioned that, mostly we focus on responsible practice that people really want to get engaged together between tour leader and local people and participate as well.
Yeah.
So it really relate a good experience together, especially some tour we don't providing only arrange from the end to start to end, but actually we providing different perspective, like people can engage together, cooking together, providing a lot of activity, and at least they can get something behind of the trip, especially they should be do a challenging, meet a lot of challenging and something like cooking together,
yeah.
Generate something that or make of like water filter string in the water, like a waterfall, or yes, go someplace that really out of beating path. So it's really impressed that all tourists will be certify what they like away a bit, but they really certify what they achieve. So.
Yeah, it's like someone would go into the experience, but not realize it until they're going through it that it's like it's a bit of a combination of like team building and really getting to know the people that you're with. Because I think I saw on your website too that a pretty high percentage of people that go on solo landscapes actually do it solo, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's really interesting. That
sure.
Yeah,
that is also quite self. We welcomes all solo peoples or quite self. They even like they are no friend actually when they come together and then they make a new friend during that time, especially when we, example like when we exhausted during traveling or hiking. So it quite really we have together, sharing together. That's just a lot of memory when we come back, we have a good friend. So for some time, they make love sometimes. <So far.
laughs> All right, we'll make sure to keep those details out. So maybe just taking a step back, could you talk to us a little bit about the ecotourism landscape in Cambodia and how what that looks like currently?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, relate during pandemic, that ecotourism for the domestic it quite really grow during that time because of people cannot go out of another country, so they just explore around ecotourism every so. That's why those destination becomes of promote more and people can do a challenging. Sometimes that people start at the first challenging during the first camping. So during the time they like the most, and why not they move on to another camping. So that's quite a very scale recently. But I saw that relate some domestic that's it really, really want to know more and go to visit other place that really they try to get fulfill with their travel plan to other destination. So yes, that for the tourists as well, that I saw that people really like a tourist, they come to experience with people, tested local food, history and natures, and feel like an orbiting part of the nature of Cambodia.
At that last point too, it feels like it's like through solar landscapes, as you mentioned, you have 50 different locations or types of experiences and travel styles that it feels like those are the opportunities to really get to know, like, the, as you mentioned, like the cultural side of Cambodia too, instead of a tourist coming into, at least from a tourist perspective, coming into like Phnom Penh and maybe only staying a few days, like actually going to one of the other locations in the country is super interesting. Like, sure. That would be a really great experience for someone to learn more.
Sure. It is quite of us right now. We just in like for Mafinyu, a day trip that's quite of promoting like a tourist. And then they have only 1 day or 2 day, that 1 day's only, and 3 hour or that. So we try to explore around Phnom Penh. Mm-hmm. That is quite other travel style that attract them to explore when they have free time in Phnom Penh or Siem Reap.
Yeah. And that actually takes me to the next part of, you know, what are some of the current adventures or travel styles that you offer? And like, how do you curate or create those different experiences for each of the different customers that you may have?
Yeah, actually, we learn from the customer so far. When we got finished on the trip, so we do a reflection from the team, from our tour leader. So we got good comment and negative comment from the customer. Mm-hmm. So we also set ourselves into what they need, what they suggest. And then we should be have, okay, they want to go other destination, right? So why not we should intervene in new destination to fulfill what they need. And then we also keep learning and do set always like services depends on the customer comment. And one thing is we saw on the trading. So people can, what is most a trading place or activity that they want to. So something like go to only relax, very weekend getaway. So quite some other activity that they want to charge battery a little bit and they stress out at work, or that's right, they will want to just only sort of escape from city and then come back, it will have a good energy.
So could a customer come to you and say, you know, I have this group of people that I would like to go with, whether it's a company or if it's just some friends, and they could describe to you what they would like and you'd be able to customize that experience for them? Or is it that you already have a preset choice list that they can pick, that they can choose from?
Yeah, we have a lot of the optional choice for the customer. So in case that they have a private group, so they, okay, we are arranging custom what you need. So it's just like follow on what they suggest. And then if we cannot meet your demand or providing a good demand for you, also provide a meet of your requirement. So it quietly, we need to talk with them. Okay, I cannot do this. And then in case that we can provide, we try our best to provide a good services during that time. Something like, okay, if you push me to providing a speaker, so it quite really challenge for me because I don't like bring a lot of speaker and make some noise during that over camping. So that is very challenging for us. So it depends on what our principle as well. So we keep provide services throughout, like, okay, certify and win-win together.
Right.
Issue.
Creating that win-win experience between you and the customer. That is always, I'm sure from your side, that can be quite a stressful experience, right? Because you always want to make sure that you cater to them, but it can be tough if, you know, unforeseen circumstances, like you could be out in the jungle or you could be out camping and suddenly there's a huge storm and it rains, right? That directly impacts a customer's experience. But you mentioned about pros and cons that you hear from the customer. What are some of the pros and what are some of the cons here?
Yeah, actually for bro, actually it's quite tough. They really like over service. They relate some relate some benefit. It's they really like over services, so that we get relate some of using reusable stuff and some activity relate photographies and quite some other destination that we bring them. It's really silent, good experience, and some of thing that's really limit of number of people during the trip. So it's quite really like, and so disadvantage. So it's quite of a really. They don't like what something like we're not providing a goods all services. That's right. Sometimes we just limit number, like, okay, we care about environment related, like plastic or quite some waste in that place. That's right. We sometimes we're not providing all equipment during that campaign. Mm-hmm. And one thing, we also have a lot of negative comment. It's not quite a lot of negative comment, but they want to us like more grow, and then they suggest us to do change like this, and again we listen from them. Even like it's quite a criticism, comment or feedback, but we really want like to listen. It's a real word that what they experience with us, and then
right.
when the next time we should be tell our team that okay, you should. Yeah, set just a skill more and providing and meet what the customer need, and okay, should be aware next time, so don't have any some mistake.
Yeah, so no, I understand what you mean though. From the like the it, there, it, like it's always a positive. There's always positive feedback, but there's also things that can be done better or like could be changed. So the feedback that you receive from a customer, like, oh, I really like that, but it also I thought about this during the time that I was on my experience that could be a good option or I would like to do next time. So
yeah.
For you, that's awesome because you get the opportunity to continue to iterate, to continue to add on, iterate, change these your experiences so that you can offer more to new customers or repeat customers later on periods. So.
Sure. Yeah. We have a lot of repeat customer that they always come back, and then they said, oh, your service is improved right now. And then they appreciate that is what we are changing recently. So yeah, as I mentioned that we are growing right now, depends on from the repeat customer so far.
Yeah.
I would like to thank all of them as well.
What's the current size of your team right now?
It's actually, we have very small team, but I have another freelancer that's quite tough. They have another full-time job, but they have free only weekend. Mm-hmm. So they are providing a good service. They like traveling so far. They want to see the impact of the community. So they work as a part of freelancer. So we have only 4 full-time team, but about 7 freelancer. So that's quite...
Okay.
It's a very small team. Wow.
So in total, 11, but yeah. four would be leading... experiences mostly every week or weekend.
Yeah, and every weekend. Yeah, even like we have a schedule that we post on the social media or relate like custom tour that people can book as a private. So we have all of them to providing a good services and accompany you to from the start to the end, and then providing a good services during with the local people.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
and so how did the, I guess the. Would you call it consultants? Is that how you would, or the other 7 that you brought on that are kind of part-time, or they're available when they're available to run, to help with leading the experiences. Did they approach you or did you approach them, or kind of how did that work?
They are over customer. So,
oh, really?
So that they really like, they join us, and then I saw that you are really active. You like traveling so far. You always join us every weekend. I saw that you have free time during weekend. Why not? You can have a short time job or freelancer come with us, and then, okay, it's good. Yeah. And then when we come back, when we have a lot of, as you mentioned that we have a, we need to like create like a feedback from customer. So when they're providing this, okay, we should pass to all the freelancer that, oh, you should change this. And then next time that's quite often. And from day by day, they change a lot of things. And then, okay, it should be, this is what they are improve during the providing services. So it quite of, we are close together. They have a lot of vision and passionate about to help the communities, and yeah, relate some troubling so far.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic because you're enabling the freelancers to also have their creative input on these different experiences, maybe from an experience that they had themselves in which they would want to improve or they could improve.
Yeah.
So that's awesome that you give, like, that's the kind of work culture and environment that you've built.
Sure.
So.
Like now we have become our friends, so like a very close friend in the same team. So it should be, we can want to see, okay, next time you want to do a full-time job with us, why not? We are welcome you to do a full-time job with us so far.
Mm-hmm. So with ecotourism, it's a pretty like broad definition, right? But what are some of the ways that Soul Landscapes is making sure to ensure that ecotourism is is part of the business, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, as you mentioned that ecotourism is a bit broad and relates some sustainable traveling. It's also a bit broad, relates some ecotourism so far. So one thing that we really want to implement the most during the trip is keep the everything clean and maintain those places to engage more to providing an impact in those destinations. Mm-hmm. That is quite a very, okay, when we travel to those places, for sure, we want to see that next 5 years, you want to see it the same, not quite harm to the nature, harm to the forest, or that's why you are really, we not just like a sustainability. So our teams and our solo and scale is quite really try our best to a lot of relate some eco passport and providing a lot of people to implement on the principle relate not harm to the nature, harm to other, harm to the community. Or one thing is relate care about environment, relate, okay, try to use reusable stuff and promote more relate what you are practicing that you're traveling with us. And yeah, it quite attract and travel green. That's quite of make impact over society and make over country green as well when you go to those conservation area.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I didn't really click until you said it, but preservation is like the key word there. It's preserving the area that you're visiting so that in future years it will still be as best as it can be, the same way that you had left it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a really important, that's probably one of the most important things with ecotourism, that, you know, it's not just about using reusable plastic or reusable like water bottles or things like that. It's about when you visit a space, trying to maintain the integrity of that area and making sure that it is how it is and tries to stay that way. So maybe just as a little bit deeper, how do you maintain the same, that preservation? Like, what are some of the practices that you follow going back to the same place again and again? You know, what are the ways that you're able to maintain that preservation?
Okay. Actually, as I mentioned that we can preserve those places very over key. So to promote more ecotourism. Mm-hmm. So actually one thing it relates like providing a job to the local people that's very best on close to the conservation area. So that's quite when they have a job, they don't have go to the forest to cut down or kill the wildlife. So it quite really one thing that we ask them the local level as much as we can, like local products, local labels or others. So we said that they have like transportation. So we hire them as they can. So and at least they can providing a good job, good money, and then they no need to depends on the natures anymore. So that's right. We try to get them and educate them to understand about how is the importance of a conservation. And if those area was damaged or harmed by the people, you will no longer get benefit from this tourism service anymore. Yeah. One thing we, as I mentioned so far, relates over practice that we also intervene the eco passport that quite self attract people to understand how a benefit of the traveling. You should respect nature, respect culture, respect other participants, especially other traveler. Yeah. That's quite something we need to know. Don't feel stressed. At least we should providing an experience together, sharing together during the time. That's right. We should have a good experience and fun together during we traveling.
Yeah, that makes sense, because one of the things is that you're with interacting and working with the local community too. Once they are able to, like once they have had enough experiences too, there's that potential of freelance opportunities that they may be interested in too. And it's that continual like ball rolling effect of trying to preserve those areas or continuing to preserve those areas over the long term.
Actually, I mean, not added on or relate some conservation as well. Normally, we not just only work with the local people, especially like you mentioned that they are also partner or freelancer at the local level, but we also work with other organizations like NGO or other stakeholder that really work in conservation those areas, and then try to highlight and promote more, and at least they understand that, okay, this is very important for that we should be conservate and preserve the over wildlife and nature. It's very important. And one thing we also have a so far, we also have good connection with the Ministry of Environment. So that's quite self really can work together and promote more to, okay, that is, we have in the same vision so yeah. far.
And so you meant, we had spoken before the podcast about how you would go to what would be a new area that would potentially be another location that you would provide experiences to. So when you choose new locations, what is the process of that? Like, do you work with specific organization or the local community there mm-hmm. to help build like a structure of what that experience would look like, or kind of what's that process like?
Yeah, actually, when we try to promote those areas, as you mentioned, that we need to go to those places before we bring the guests to. So we should mm-hmm. go to scouting. So let me look at scouts. Process that people can like over teams or over member over freelancer mm-hmm. we go to those places, check, and then okay, it's possible, and can they have a lot of potential partner than like a freelancer, local people, and provide accessible road, accessible information, accessible the place itself, have water, and then why not, we should bring it. This is our work destination. Mm-hmm. So when we also have checking with other stakeholders like authority, like a national park, in case that we go to a national park or protected area, mm-hmm. wildlife sanctuary or other place that especially like ecotourism side, right. that we need to check with other leader or member. Okay, it's possible. I see we promote more, and then why not next time I will bring the guest to you, and then you should change this. And then I need to call you a bit relate. Oh, okay, you should provide me like this. So why not? You should have a service like this, like at, from the end, from the start to the end should be, mm-hmm. you need to understand well clearly, and then our team as the tool leader will be support you during that time. So we need to talk with the local people that is the important to yeah. coach them to have understand about how providing the tourism services during that time.
Yeah, I didn't even think about the scouting side of it. Is that word of mouth or your own experiences? Or yeah, how do you even think to choose a new location?
Actually, we just like, we have friends in some place that we saw that is very potential. Something like in the middle, the deep jungle. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we saw on the social media, and sometimes we saw on the ministry post or our friend post, and then they do a challenging to do those place like a hiking, and then why not? Is that any potential for us? So we know through the social media sometime, and sometime we also saw that, oh my God, this destination is very potential and bright, like main destination that, oh, they have do a good job during conservation. Why not we should promote them more mm. because of they have less market to attract not quite many people to go to visit. But those places are very natural and calm, relaxed, and people can experience with a lot of local people. Mm. Why not we should promote more, at least even like they not join with us, at least people can go by themselves, and then mm-hmm. they get benefit from to providing the tour during people go to visit the place. So we don't say just like ask all the tourists or traveler to come to join us mm-hmm. in case that we'll be promoting more a lot of content on the social media.
Yeah.
People will be contact the community directly. We always want to appreciate that. Okay, you can, at least you can have a lot of people go to visit. So you should appreciate, and yeah. you get a lot of benefit and get a lot of money during providing the services.
Oh yeah, that's a bit of a catch-22, right? Because it's promoting a new location.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to over-promote and yeah. have a lot of people come, right? Because yeah. you're trying to preserve. You know, you talked about content. If for anybody listening, if you want to see some really awesome content, go to Soil Landscapes Instagram page, because the aerial drone footage and everything that's on your page is really enjoyable to watch. I'm curious, how did you do you fly the own, do you fly your own drone, or do you have a team that does that? Or how do you, I guess, how do you create your content? Because it's really, really nice.
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of different team that relate digital. So have me or others team as well, that they have a lot of good in during the providing the tour. They capture the good video footage and content or photo as well. So we should, we keep we saw that content is key to promote those places and over tour, get more profit and get more guests for the next round. So we should aware all the our team that, okay, we should promoting fly the drones and capture the night photo, and then at least we can attract people go to visit next time. Mm-hmm. So just our team, like our photographies and video so far.
Yeah,
so
they have a keep lot up of, the great work, because it's awesome.
Appreciate with them.
So for me, when I look through, I see all these, I see many different places across Cambodia, and there are 50, it's 50 locations. Is that right? That
yeah,
you,
yeah, 50.
Okay. What, I guess you don't have to go through and name them all, but where would you say most of the experiences that you offer are located within the country? Like maybe a specific province or area or?
Oh, actually we have a lot of places recently. We have like hard adventure, soft adventure, and other like a laser activity. So I one thing that I highlight the most is Aral Mountain. That is quite the highest mountain in Cambodia. Mm. So people want to dream to hike to those highest mountain.
How tall is it?
It's 13 meters. So
okay, just a little bit smaller than Everest.
Yeah, just that. But it's like a highest peaks in Cambodia. So for people sure. can, yeah, it's a bit challenging, but people can experience along the trail, and you can see the crash airplane that time.
Oh, so, crash airplane in the mountain?
Yeah, in the mountain.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Oh. It's a good experience. During rainy season, it's very cute, and you can see mist around of you. Oh my God, it's like a good experience on the top of the mountain. So it's very cold in time of the year. So
oh yeah, that's true. Right now would be the perfect time.
Yeah,
because it's literally
a bit heat at the time.
Yeah, it's like 36, 37 right now.
Okay.
What's the story about the plane crash?
Well, I heard that during 1975, actually around that time, I saw that it's on the news that mentioned that during Christmas Day. So it they fly from Bottom Bong to Phnom Penh, but I cannot ensure that this is a real story. Mm-hmm. But actually, I saw that it's very good experience that you hike there. You should explore a lot of like unseen place that people can. Mm-hmm. Go and experience what you achieve and then appreciate and like, okay, send your sadness when you go to those that airplane. So it quite really, a good experience. That's the type of you challenge yourself. So one thing is I have other explanation is Khnom Sa. That is quite a very popular reason in during pandemic. So this time is also have on trading. People can go to camping to those places. So yeah, we have a lot of places. We have different categories. So one I recommend the most is Cardamom Mountain.
Okay.
So yeah, it a lot of place to explore.
Yeah. What are some of the other categories just for the audience so that they can understand what other options there
sure,
are?
Sure, sure. Actually, it depends on what they need. In case that they are the first, they are beginner in hiking. Mm. So we recommend, okay, you should join this. It's at least join your day trip.
Yeah, solo landscapes isn't just for advanced, right? It's also for people that are just trying out for the first time too.
Okay. So, yeah. It's just like, it's not just only not advanced. So we start from the beginner level, like laser level to the hard level. So like day trip, short hike during Sunday trip or Saturday trip, or at least you can test with us and you join us first. And then you feel certified or fun and us, you can move on to another level. So we have another place. So that's why we have almost like 60 kilometers through hiking, 3 nights, 4 days around Cardamom, or a lot of challenging that people can do and make a record for yourself that, oh, at least you can achieve this. And yeah, try to fulfill your experience during with traveling with local people.
Yeah. And so it's not only trekking or hiking a mountain. You also offer like a zip lining or some of these activities too. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a zip line, timbering activity. So like if you want to do like like software adventures, and then ask your team together to get the team building activities. We're also welcome to do activity together, like to engage more and ask them to talk more among of your team. So it's quite really impressed that you, when you escape out of being part together, for sure we can have a good relationship among of your employees. That's why it quite of really, we also try to push things all organization that, oh, why not use just another team building activity to attract them more to get engaged.
Yeah, that's true. That's a lot of companies do engage in team building activities, but like as you mentioned, going out and doing one of these adventures, that's a good way for to build a stronger team camaraderie and culture by doing that too. So that's really great. So what would you say is the local tourism market right now? Is it quite popular? Are people not traveling as much? Or what would you say the market is at this time?
Yeah, right now we saw that our destination market, domestic market, it's quite grow. People can always join us during weekend. So we have different option that people can select. And in case that all the customer come to join us, almost all the destination 50, we try good. We should explore and scout to new destination to promote them more. Okay, we have new, so we should join next time. So
you
that's
have
right.
people that have completed 50, all 50 of them?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
or something. No. We have only one customer that join us about 15 times, that repeat customer. So that's they always traveling. So that is the most top loyal customer. So actually we try to engage them more through like, okay, we have new one, so why not to come to join us? And then it's really fun that that right now we scale to Thailand, scale to Laos, and then in the future scale to the Vietnam. So it's quite, oh, you hike in Phnom Penh, in Cambodia already. Why you not you do a hike in Thailand and Laos or Vietnam? That's quite attractive. So we want to cover all the destinations throughout the Asian country.
Yeah, and so that was going to be my next question is, looking ahead, what does the future hold for Soil Landscapes? What are some of the plans that you have and other locations that you plan on scaling to?
Yeah, actually, we have a long-term plan that we should have a booking platform that covers all the travel style that attract to impact the community so far, relate some ecotourism destination, throughout the Cambodian. First of all, we keep prioritize all promoting Cambodian destination as prioritize first. So we should be go to other country very soon. So it should be attract people can, we work with other partner in those countries, and then we can work together and promote more and then accompany with our loyal customers or new customers so far. So we can join us to do a challenging with activities, and at least we can learn new things from other countries so far. So one thing is, as you mentioned a little bit, the late booking platform. So we want to cover all booking platforms so people can search custom the tool by yourself. And one thing is we want to intervene new technology that quite sort of really attract convenient people can custom by yourself during we come to join us, or like you have team, or that's right, we should make a trip together. Okay, I can accompany you, just custom what you want, and then I will recommend you which one is the best for you. So that is accompany what the people need and try to very affordable price so far.
That's a combination of cost and I guess cost, and then also just what the customer wants to experience too. So being able to continue to build on that and iterate and that would be, and also expanding out into different countries in the region, that'll be really, really great to see. So excited.
We also implement to Laos so far in Pak Seng and Pasa. So it's very close to our border. So it's quite...
Is that the Thousand Islands?
Yeah.
At the bottom?
It's 4,000 islands. 4,000. Pak Seng. that's it's like huge traumatic waterfalls that people can go a lot of waterfall there. So we also accompany people almost 10 times already to go to Laos, and just only 3 times go to Thailand that we have partner there, so people can explore and enjoy more and interchange with other new people, new friend, and people can learn as well. So we also brings all the partner to Cambodia too.
Okay, so you would work with regional partners that would be in the like ecotourism regional operators and work on kind of sharing like customer base that are interested in and trying to create experiences together. Okay, very nice. Very nice. If you had to choose one, or if you had to recommend one of Soil Landscapes adventures to someone to someone, what would you recommend? Which experience would you recommend for a first-time customer?
For the first-time customer, I for sure, I will recommend you to go to like one area that's located in Pravi here. That's called Bitterroot Adventures. It's quite a really conservation activity. You have a short track. You can see a lot of jungle wildlife around you. And especially, you will understand how the conservation that they try to preserve and do a lot of conservation from day by day, how they scarify their like their life to preserve and protect those community. So it's located in Pravi here. So we have experience with nature a little bit. They have homestay to stay that is convenient for you. Do a lot of long zip lines. That's about from mountain to another mountain. It's quite really fun together. So that is a very good place for people to go to explore. And at least we can connect with the nature.
Yeah. And so one thing that I just was thinking about too is that, you know, it's not only the experiences that you create, but it's also there's a health side to it too, especially around mental health and creating those positive experiences. Mm. How, you know, Has that been a platform for Soil Landscapes to kind of mesh the two together? Of you have a you're having like a positive environmental experience, but also from a health perspective, and like combining those two, is that one of the focuses as well for Soil Landscapes?
For sure, but we don't highlight what the most of what relates some health actually. So you know, we also have a lot of participate that they also reflect and told us during that they join us so that they feel they like their health is not good in us, and sometimes they have a problem like relate mental problem.
Yeah.
So when they go to hike, so they feel a bit better, so they try not to sigh. Or during that we do a campfire together, they share a very sad story. But I saw that when they do a challenging during hiking with us, we can providing a healing, a good experience, and in case that it really help them to reconnect with themselves more and natures and other people. So it's quite really just like indirect help them. So that I do not highlight too much on the over platform yet, but actually it's another parts that we would to share you about the story of the over customer.
Yeah, and that's also something that, I mean, with mental health, it's also a very touchy subject, right? And especially nowadays, at least it's starting to become more and more discussed or recognized. Mm. And so within these experiences, especially as you explained too, it's those are the times where you really have a lot of self-reflection, and it's almost better that you have an area or a space like around a campfire or another area that's within nature that you can kind of just release that, you know, release those feelings or those thoughts and that tension and really create like continue working towards like a positive, in this case, positive mental health state too.
Sure.
And so, yeah.
I like all the traveler well-being. It's quite really tries of focus on the time, but because of, you know, when you besides for you hiking and traveling, do a lot of hard activity, so it quite at least you can understand more in physicals and mental so far in the deep jungle. So at least you can reflect more. So I will try our best that we will bring a lot of activity that people can join us. Welcome all of them to join a bit away from to heal there about the concern of the mental problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what would you say is your most memorable experience you've ever had with a customer?
Yeah, actually, one thing I will appreciate is all over customer, as I mentioned, that they are all repeat customers. So sometimes they are almost as a friend. So they really are a very open mind. So when we go there, so we're providing some guests some time, we have a good bad weather, so always rain, so sometimes it's floating. Yeah. So sometimes they have we hard together, we cross on the river and very deep river, so that is very challenging together. So they keep and they understand that it is a situation. So one thing is we try our best to bring them safe and come back home. So
yeah,
that's right. It's really It's really challenging for our team that, okay, we keep our team that provide a good experience and then bring them back home. So it's quite really our principle.
Yeah, it's so funny because those adventures are some of the most memorable and most hilarious. Like they're so funny to look back on. I did in 2016, I did a trekking trip with two of my good friends, and we before the trip we went to go rent a tent, and the tent for three people was broken, so we had to get a two-person tent. The second day into like the 10-day trek, it was started raining, downpouring, I mean sideways rain.
Oh,
and so terrible. We go and we set up the tent at the campsite after trekking for 6-7 hours. And the three of us are just in the tent, freezing
very
cold,
tiny.
Very tiny, just soaking wet. And it's funny because at the moment, you were so miserable.
Oh.
But afterward, you look back and you're like, wow, that was so funny.
Yeah, it's so funny. At least you can, like, even like bad or good moment, sometimes it's tell a lot of experience for you. You're like, okay, traveling sometime, it's quite tell you something. At least you can record of your pike that you have achieved this, you have a bad moment like this. So at least you can tell that, okay, next time I should aware this, and next time it's very, like you mentioned that it's funny, but actually you accept it. I mean, like when you have it, you need to try to solve it, find another solution to this problem
and just deal with it. Like you grow such like a open-minded perspective to like, oh wow, things could be worse, right? And so it's just funny to always look back on it and, like you said, find solutions if you have to find a solution.
Yeah.
or something like that. If you were to design the ultimate experience that could encapsulate like Cambodian culture for what would that look like? Or do you have an experience currently that you offer that kind of does that from your perspective?
Yeah, actually, I have depends on when we design the trip, right? Or depends on the element, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have different type of as I like a traveling, so I understand what the traveler need. So I saw that, okay, you may need this, you may don't need it, or that's why I try to focus on the four elements that I also mentioned on our past eco passport so far, relate fires, water, air, and earth. So it's quite of the four elements that people want to, like a fire, it reason that make you warm when you come join us. You feel warm, you feel happy during that time.
Yeah.
So it quite of attract you to understand sharing more, and you feel like challenging, more active, and at least when you come back, you have charged energy during that time. Mm-hmm. And water, actually, it's quite really related. Try to go deep into the experience. So deeper experience like water, you know, when you go inside the water, deeper you can see different perspective.
Right.
So you can see what you learn from during traveling. Mm-hmm. And air, so far it feel like, okay, try to communicate like you are new people. We can talk together along the airs and feel warm with the new strangers or people, local people and others, like a story tell from those area. Mm-hmm. And earth, actually, we try to focus on, as I mentioned, that I care about ecotourism. So eco practice is quite really relate more green, and people can be calm and still come back And as you mentioned that, so let's get try to not just only visit one time, you should come back next time you can see the same the situations of the those destination. Yeah. So we try to encourage people more and think about to those four elements.
Yeah. Wow. That's really, really great framework. I'm blown away. Now my gears are going and I'm like, I really want to go on an experience.
Okay, welcome to join.
Yeah, please. And our traditional closing question that we like to ask each of our guests is, what is the greatest piece of advice that you've ever been given?
Actually, as you mentioned that so far relate responsible traveling. So one thing is really want to you get more engage more during traveling with us. Or one thing is, as you said, that when you spend the most entire of our country, so and then make an impact to the our society, so try to go to those community more and then at least step them into the like preserve or care about environment, don't like harm like space speaker, collect the trash bag. As you mentioned that when we try to promote more on the over social media, so for sure a lot of people go by themselves without care about environment and community. So that is really challenging recently. So I really ask them and suggest them as well relate. Okay, you should still visit. So you should think how it impact with other like nature, community, or visitor or traveler, how they like the same as us. So we should thinking around you to make it happy together. So that's why we don't want to, when you go to visit those places and then like make the very bad experience with other travelers. So should be care more and think about, okay, you should make a good memory together and don't damage those places so far.
Yeah, so making sure to keep the environment and the location that you're visiting to sustainable for future years, but while also creating, growing, and building relationships at the same time with
okay.
people.
Okay, so. One thing is I want to add on, it relates when you have a make plan together and go to those things, so don't forget that. It should be thing that really relate like, go to responsible supplier, like try to hire local people as much as you can, then using local vendors, and then at least you can get benefit from your visiting. And one thing is, I want to inspire you and told them that, okay, when you make a traveling, so you should come back home for sure. So it should be looking for and researching before you go to those places.
And if you have any questions about looking for experiences, please reach out to
Vanda. So long escape. So for sure, we'll bring you accompany you come back home.
I would love for that. But Vanda, thank you so much today for joining us on Rising Giants. We had an absolute blast. And if anybody is interested in booking a trip with Soil Landscapes, please reach out to them via Instagram at Soil Landscapes or Facebook for Soil Landscapes.
Or website too.
Or website as well.
Thank you.
So thank you.